This past week has been epic for us, right? We've had an earthquake, and now we got a hurricane. By the time the show's on, it will have passed, but it's about to come. Mm-hmm. So hurricane, earthquake. And then we get a new song from Olivia Tremor Control. We just found out that there's a new, well, old Neutral Milk Hotel that's unheard that we haven't heard. What's going on?
I've never been more terrified and excited in 1 week as we have this week.
This is the sleepy time. This is when everybody goes on vacation.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to kick us off with the Neutral Milk Hotel cut? Because that was pretty exciting.
Sure. This was a song that was actually written in 1995, but Neutral Milk Hotel this past Friday launched a new website, and they posted this as a previously unreleased track. It's called Oh Sister.
Sister, don't be afraid of me. I won't be nailing you down in the nursery just like the rest of them did with those watery, wandering fingers of spit that were supposed to be glorious and fine. Oh, sister, won't you believe in me? I only wanted to be hard on the family here with you now in this silly infirmary. Your mother makes frantic and drunk calls from Germany all of the time. And oh, sister, sweet brown and beaulery, milk from your blisters on your grandmother's jewelry there in the parlor, all naked in front of me, watching the lights from the cracks making our cherry animal. Wallace Goldaline just moves her mouth over anything that's fleshy, free, and flowering like oranges out in the open. But don't you waste your sins again. You don't need you or won't fuck your friends. Your American self-important boiling over to prove that she must still exist. She moves herself about a fist and won't ever, never give a shit about all those words you wasting to gain some pretty bright and bubbly wondrous dream you'd like to kill and cling and claim her as your own. But don't you worry, all those dainty and dirty emotions just go away and fade out on their own, sister. Now that you're leaving, our fingers will falter, our lungs will be leaking all over each other, and without even speaking, we'll know that it's over and smile and go greeting whatever comes next. And oh, sister, you're getting married to some angry twister that you'll have to carry. I'm drunk every evening from Lee Cemetery. If he makes it back half alive, you can bury him under your sheets. And oh, sister, now that you're grieving, I cannot imagine there is any meaning forgetting you ever could once have the feeling that made you keep on and continue to breathing of all.
Milk Hotel, that's Jeff Mangum singing a song that was recorded in the mid-90s. It's available to stream on the Neutral Milk Hotel website right now. It's going to be included on a new EP called Ferris Wheel on Fire, and that EP is going to be part of a box set that's coming out in November that will have a whole bunch of previously unreleased tracks.
And there are two songs, right? Two unheard songs you can hear at their website, right?
Yeah, and the other one is Ferris Wheel on Fire, and that one was recorded in 1993.
And I think of Neutral Milk Hotel as a band like the Velvet Underground that vanished quickly, and had an influence that lasted a really long time. And we have not heard new material, and certainly there's been no new material made since when?
Well, the late 90s. You know, it's been more than a decade. And yeah, this is a band that came, it dropped this incredible record in the Airplane Over the Sea, and that was 1998. And everyone flipped out about it. And then the lead singer, Jeff Mangum, yeah, he sort of became the, you know, he gets compared to J.D. Salinger all the time, you know, writes this brilliant work and then disappears and won't talk to anybody, do interviews or anything. But he's starting to tour again. So, you know, he's doing this box set. So it's
part of the Altamars Parties festival that's coming up in Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Neutral Milk Hotel, we've talked about the Elephant Six Collective on this side or on the show a lot. And Neutral Milk Hotel was part of that collective. This was a group of bands in the, throughout the 90s that had this sort of shared love of psychedelic music, real lo-fi home recordings. And another one of those bands I love dearly, Olivia Tremor Control, also released a couple great records and then disappeared for the past 10 years. And now Olivia Tremor Control is back as well. We've got a brand new song from them that they've never released before, and they're recording a whole bunch of new songs. And I want to play the Olivia Tremor Control song for you, too.
Scenery.
what you do and what you say.
Well, that's pretty trippy.
I thought there were six songs there.
Oh, yeah.
it's like a little suite.
Well, it's funny you use the word suite because that's what Will Coulthard, the lead singer there, calls the music is a suite of songs that are sort of stitched together. That one was called The Game You Play Is In Your Head, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And
by Olivia Tremor Control.
By Olivia Tremor Control. And mentioned the E6 Collective. This is a really exciting time for people who are fans.
You.
For me, anyone who is a fan of Elephant Six. And I spoke with Will Coulthard about this song and about the fact that the band is together again. They're writing new material. They hope to have a new record out in January. And he said, you know, back in the late 90s, around 99, 2000, they just felt this backlash against the E6 idea. And that they just felt they were getting too much attention. Things were happening too quickly, and they all just needed to take a break and retreat. And then they look up and you realize, my gosh, 10 years have passed. But they never really broke up. They've been on a very long hiatus, and it's exciting that they're back along with Neutral Milk Hotel.
And a live concert coming up.
We're going to webcast a live concert by Olivia Tremor Control. That's going to be on September 21st from La Poisson Rouge.
Excellent. New York. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm not sure how to even follow something. Like, how about if I go somewhere else?
So strange.
Completely
yeah,
the other direction.
We need
something
to
land. Very melodic, absolutely gorgeous. Remember Lisa Hannigan? She made a record with Damien Rice, the first Damien Rice record. She was the female.
Oh, beautiful
right?
voice.
Remember that? Beautiful
voice.
Yeah. Did a record called CISO that we loved and put on All Songs Considered years ago. She's got a new solo record out that right at the first cut just totally knocked me out because of the way the arrangements were. I later learned it was Joe Henry she's working with. Can I just play this right off?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just going to knock you out. It's her new record's called Passenger. It comes out on September 20th. And the song I'm going to play from Passenger is called Home. So That is Lisa Hannigan. A record comes out September 20th called Passenger.
Hearing her voice again, it reminds me of the work she did with Damien Rice on that record back in 2003 or so called O. And she had such a memorable presence on that record. It's nice to hear her out front like that. What a voice. And she's from Ireland, I think.
That's too, right, yeah. She? Hey, can I play something else for you that's along this beautiful sort of melodic line after doing a little sort of lo-fi at the top of our show?
Yeah, absolutely.
A nice contrast. I put on this record we have this series called First Listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, we have a whole team of people that pick these things. And so I get surprised by things and I go online and just like any user and came across this record by this father and son. One's a flamenco guitar player, Pedro Solar, and the other is Gaspar Klaus. He's his son who plays cello. They're separated by about 45 years. Pedro Solar is 73 and his son 28.
Wow.
And flamenco guitar is thought of as this real flashy thing,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's so much more than that. And you hear it in an aged player like this, like Pedro Solar, and the interplay with cello. Stunning, stunning piece of music, and the whole album is. I'll play you this one song. It's the opening track to the record. The cut is Insomnio Mineral.
You know, we play so much music made by machines on this show. How wonderful to hear something that pure and real. Just two masterful musicians making amazing music.
What must it be, too, for the father and son to do that? I mean, for the dad especially, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. From a dad's perspective, it's really pretty special stuff to be able to have that kind of communication with anyone, and let alone your child.
There's got to be something to that, though, right? I mean, that must be a part of it. It had a very improvised feel to it, and I'm sure they were reading each other very well.
It's what I meant by when I said flamenco, you think of as one kind of fierce sort of thing, and this is, it has that styling of playing, but not the speed, and it has that open space, and you're right. It's produced by Bryce Dessner of The National. Surprise number 18 for this record. And it's by, one more time, Pedro Soler and Gaspar Klaus. You can find it in our First Listen series if you're looking for the spelling and more story about it. There's some nice videos that are connected with it. The record's called Barland, just like you would think, only it's one word and has an E at the end, Barlande.
So beautiful. I want to play something else really beautiful. This is by a singer named Jesse Sykes. Jesse Sykes in the Suite Hereafter. Yeah, she's a singer from Seattle, along with guitarist Phil Wanscher. He started Whiskey Town with Ryan Adams a number of years ago. Jesse Sykes, she has such a distinctive voice. We use the word haunting a lot on this show, but I think I would say it's got a lot of wonder and mystery in it. It's sort of remote. There's a distance to her voice, but very intimate at the same time. Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter, they've been playing together about 10 years. They've just released their sixth album. It's called Marble Sun. And boy, this song really knocked me out. It's called Come to Mary.
Another good one from Jesse Sykes, really.
Yeah, you know, her music gets described a lot as alt-country. I feel like it's just so much more than that. It's a lot darker, I think, in many ways, and moodier, even if the harmonies are really sweet and the melodies are beautiful. She's actually done some work with the I guess you'd call it dark metal groups.
Doomy, gloomy metal
metal groups, Sunno and Boris.
I saw them perform that.
Oh, together?
Together, yeah. That was at, Altamar's Parties?
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember the second Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah record?
I do remember the second Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah.
Okay,
the,
so it was
the mystery of...
Yeah, right.
So very
mysterious. The first one came... And to no fault of their own or credit of their own, it was a smash. Mm-hmm. I mean, credit of their own, they made a good record. That's the credit. But it was just the timing and so forth. They toured that record and worked really hard for years touring that record.
This one, too, it also was sort of the beginning of showing how artists can make it on their own on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they did a second record, which was... can I just say that I felt a little bit like the middle finger to just about everybody. Okay, it's all right. I mean,
I do remember you calling Alec Unsworth, the lead singer, and asking him, "Did you mean to make it so overmodulated and overblown?" And
because we'd gotten this very early pressing in, and I didn't know if it was a mistake or not, honest and truly. So
yeah, and you said there's this long pause, and I like it that way.
Right. So they went off. They tried to make another record in 2009, a third record, and then they found that they just didn't congeal. The timing wasn't right. They went their separate ways, the band, and he made a couple of really nice solo records that I like, but nothing was the thing that excited me like Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah's first record.
Yeah.
But now it's here.
Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah's back.
Yeah, they got back together. They've done a great record. The record doesn't come out till the 20th of September. It's called Hysterical. Can I just play you the opening cut? It's called Same Mistake. Feels like back to form, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hit the reset button. You know, every time we do one of these shows, a theme starts to emerge that was completely unintentional. And this theme of this show is artists returning. We have Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah coming back, Olivia Trimmer Control coming back, Neutral Milk Hotel coming back, and Tom Waits is back. He never really left, but he is about to release his first new record of all new songs in 7 years. And it's called Bad As Me. And he just released the title track. I want to play it for you. Bad As Me by Tom Waits.
The spear, you're the nail on the cross, you're the fly in my beer, you're the key that got lost, you're the letter from Jesus on the bathroom wall, your mother superior with only a bra, you're the same, you're the same, you're the same kind of bad as me, you're the same kind of bad. Coffee instead. I'm the fish that could bait. I'm the detective of late. I'm the blood on the floor, the thunder and the roar. I'm the boat that won't sink. I just won't sleep a wink. You're the same kind of bad as me.
Good, you say? Well, that's good enough for me.
You're the wreath that caught fire. You're the priest of the choir. You bite down on the sheet, but your teeth have been wired. You skid in the rain. You're trying to shift. You're grinding the gears. You're trying to shift. And you're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me. She's the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
They told me you were no good. I know you take care of all my needs. You're the same kind of bad as me.
I'm the mattress in the back. I'm the old gunny sack. I'm the one with the gun, most likely to run. I'm the car in the weeds. If you cut me, I'll bleed. You're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
That's what I say about you.
Yeah. Tom Waits turned 62 years old this year, and he's still showing the kids how it's done.
Good God. And anything with the baritone sax.
Amazing. Yeah. Good.
That so works with his voice.
And he did this record like he has with so many of his records with his wife, Kathleen Brennan. They co-write all the songs. I think together, I would put them in our top 10 great living songwriters right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bad As Me. The record comes out on October 25th.
I don't even know where to put this. First of all, it was a surprise. Along came a note that said, new collaboration with James Blake with Bon Iver. And James Blake is an artist we've played a bunch of this year with an album of music that is labeled dubstep. It's a very, it's a dance music that doesn't seem like dance music.
Right.
A lot of spaciousness to it.
Yeah.
And he's got a really soulful voice. Well, Bon Iver has a really soulful voice too. And both of them like to take their beautiful voices, and I say this with almost tears in my eyes, and process the hell out of them.
Right. Process them, do auto-tune. Sing in falsettos.
Right,
their falsettos are
right.
Both their falsettos are beautiful.
So they did a song together. It's called Fall Creek Boys Choir. For some reason, there seems to be a wolf in it, so all week long I've been going, whoo! And you'll hear why that is in just a moment. And it's a quirky, good tune.
Is this the first of a full record they're doing, or is this just a one-off?
I think they've only done the one song together. They met when we were at South by Southwest. Remember, we did the concert with James Blake, which you can watch from South by Southwest. And then Bon Iver came, I think he came for the Kanye West thing that was the night we did Bright Eyes. That later that night, there was a special Kanye West show, and I think Bon Iver came for, Justin Vernon, I should say, came for that Kanye West. They met that time, and they thought about collaborating, and they wound up doing something.
That's great.
That's where this came from. So why don't we go out on the Fall Creek Boys Choir? Check out our First Listen series. It goes up every Monday. This week, the Wild Flag. Remember that Balaam Akub record that you did?
Yeah, we had
that electronic record. That has become one of my favorite records. And, it's a name you can't even hold on to. I can't even hold on to. I have to see it in print in order to say it.
Yeah, Balaam Akub.
Is that how you say it? Thanks, man. And
I got your back, Bob.
I appreciate that. And you can follow us on Twitter at All Songs. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music with Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.